Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Yes, it is, and I mean it. That was, of course, a wonderful actress and spiritual being, Julia Decker, doing the intro, but she is so right. My words. I am Michelle Mache. Howdy, everyone. Hello, everyone in the sacred space of empowerment. Hello, everyone listening via iTunes, Cosmic Dimensions, Aquarius. And hello, our wonderful guests that are calling to chat and for our readings. Picking up, and I'm on a better, let's see, breaking up, my dear, whatever, how is it, the sound? Thank goodness for my co-pilots in the chat room. Let's see, is that better? Otherwise, I'll call in. Let me know if it's better. Is the sound better? It should be on a better system, so we'll see. Let me know if it's still breaking up. In the chat, if you let me know if it's still breaking up, I've got in and out. Okay, well, we're going to try that again then.
And I fall back in. I'm still going, even though I put the phone in and out. Okay, I pulled it out. Wow, that's never happened. I took out the mic and then put it back in, so and it didn't just happen. Unless I'm just talking to myself. Anyway, lots going on. We are definitely getting to reading. And so I've got some email questions that I also need to get to, but the whole time is devoted to this, which I love. It's close to my, I would do it every show, but then probably get tired of it, maybe. Not really better. Boy, I'm on a solid line then. Okay, everybody, hang on, hold on. I'm going to log back in. Maybe I'm something going on. Okay, welcome back, everyone. I am back. Let's see if it's less choppy. I actually logged out and re-logged back in. It should be better on my end, but please let me know. Much better. Yay! Okay. There we go. That makes me feel better. Very clear. Wonderful. Okay, because I'm on a different... Thank you all. Can't do this without you. Thank you all in the chat. Sacred Space of Empowerment, also known as my co-host, also known as my co-pilots, also known as my editors and tech checkers. Great. Okay. So, solid contact. Yes. Okay. We've actually had, even though it's not necessarily reflecting in the numbers on the chat, we've had upwards of a few hundred in the chat. So a lot of people have been getting bounced out. And but you're still able to listen by computer, even though you're not showing up in the chat room. So, and I'm sorry you're not able then to but it's good. That means Awakenings is growing, and hopefully you can maybe call in. And that has also sometimes happened with the calls. This I don't have any control over. It is the BTR system that allows for so many people to show up in the chat room, so many people to show up in the queue. They've actually given me more because the show is featured. However, we do lose some people or they get bounced off. And I just want everyone to know that that's not me doing it. That's not me ignoring you. That's not me ignoring your call. I'm literally not seeing you in the queue, even though you're on air. And it actually even happened with one of our guests, because they call in on the same number unless I call them in through Skype, which I may start doing that because they're waiting and waiting and they can hear me. I can't see them in the queue because there's only a certain amount of numbers that reflect in the queue. So with that over, welcome everyone. Hello. Let's see, can you still call via headphone through BTR? Yes, you can. You can still call in via headphone, but just to know if you're trying to get, I've just gotten some emails from people saying, I tried to get in the chat and I couldn't, but I could still hear you. I was listening to the show, or I was online and you never picked up, or it kept dropping, and that's why. But what I do appreciate is we're all still connecting no matter what. I think recent events in New Jersey, New York area, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C., Chicago, I think that's showing that it's with our intention and our hearts that we keep connecting. And if somehow the connection is sometimes, you know, not as perfect as we would like, it's still a connection. We're still doing it. So I think coming from that space, I want to touch on before I get to readings, and again, everybody, I'm sure we'll be able to get to everyone. Again, call in number 347-539-5122. I had some emails about what was going on weather-wise, and before I started the show, I was actually doing more longer format workshops and seminars, specifically on the awakening, the harmonizing, the converging flow, moving into right relationship, right livelihood, the soul alignment, what is this great shift that's happening? And one of the things that I spoke about a lot through the guides and the oversouls was the converging flow. And that is everything and everyone waking up, but it is also the disruption. It's the building up at the same time as well as the disruption or events speeding up or getting more intense in various sectors, various arenas, and weather was definitely one of those, that we would be having multiple events. It was, for a while, it was once a year, then it moved to two times a year, three times a year, in earth, air, fire, or wind and fire, right? Now, one thing that I think is really important is that we don't – two things. We need to have compassion, because I'm sure if it was happening to individuals personally, and maybe some Awakenings listeners it is. I do know some friends that have been affected and some clients. So I think we need to have that understanding and that compassion, prepare where you need to. I don't feel – getting in denial or the bliss bunny out, like everything has a positive to it, I don't think that's really the right sacred approach. And then in saying that, I also feel we need to really move into that understanding to move beyond the idea of separation, that there's not something happening to us. It's not the earth or the water is angry at us, or, you know, or these disruptions are happening, you know, whether they're earthquake, hurricane, cyclone, nor'easter, whatever you want to call it, or fire, that it's because where we're at or we're not as evolved, or it's a reflection of where we're at. It is the same disruption that's happening within us, the aspect that is called us, that individuated aspect of God or the all that is. We are that water, that sun, that moon, and that is an aspect of us. There is the macrocosm and the microcosm. So we're all different aspects of the all. And it's also showing, and I love Tamara had put on her Facebook page, maybe you have that link, Tamara, but something to the fact that we're not losing power. There was a loss of electricity, and I think this is so important, because what is happening in the structures, if you look at it astrologically, we're getting that Leo Aquarius axis, and that Scorpio Taurus axis is really being highlighted. And especially now that Saturn has moved into Scorpio, we're really being called to look at deeper meaning in life, deeper meaningful relationships. What are the deeper resources that we not only have, but that we are, which is ourselves? So we're learning a different way of power or empowerment. we're learning a different way of energy that's beyond electricity, that's beyond money, because it's all energy, right? So we're learning to economize, but that doesn't mean that you have to always, you know, you may have to cut back, but it's not about cutting back. It's about seeing what other resources do you have energetically. What are your resources? How are you your own resource? How are we a resource for each other? So many people coming together. Tamara in the chat is saying, these are powerful moments in conscious evolution. Instead of saying millions without power, it's actually without electricity. What if we use this time as an opportunity, and that's in quotes, time, as an opportunity to mindfully recreate language and how we articulate or experience in a more empowered way. Absolutely. So, you know, it's going to happen, to some degree, it's going to happen to everyone. Some of this is touching, you know, some people more, some people less, but it is all of us. It is to stop and reflect, just like Tamara is saying, because again, I keep saying this, but the old game has gone on too far of over materialism, or the materialism is who you are, or how much money in the bank account, or that money is the only source of energy. It's the only great resource. And we've seen that reflected a lot in television and in media of various kinds, even perhaps well-meaning or misguided people that are in self-help or quote-unquote New Age movement or empowerment movement, however you want to call it, that if you're doing well, it reflects in your cars or the type of car or how you look or your weight, your health, or your bank account. And that's just not so, because the soul plays a much bigger game. The soul plays a game of multi-dimensional, multifunctional, multi-universal experiences and expressions. So I think if we begin to check within ourselves and come into our own empowerment and see, you know, this gift is coming together, this wisdom, this understanding, that is going to be more and more and more and more important than the monetary. So, you know, it's not to say that's going out the window. It just, there's a rebalancing that's taking place. There's a restructuring. And that is part of the converging flow. And you can either come more together, or you can separate out or break out or break apart, or get into us versus them, or I have more, or I am more this, or I'm more that. Or you can come together in a way that is sharing or and honoring as well. So that's, I just wanted to touch on that a bit. I'd love to hear from other people. If you call in, let us know how you're doing, you know, if we can help you. There's just amazing stories of people coming together, and that is part of this play of consciousness. Even though we know that on an expanded level, on a macrocosmic level, we do get into the microcosmic where we realize, ooh, this is hurtful. It's impinging individuals. And there's loss, and there's sadness, you know, and there's suffering, and it's challenging, it's difficult, it's heart wrenching, and then yes, there is that macrocosmic. So where can we, even if we're not there individually, where can we hold the space for healing, for the reconstruction to happen in a better way for everyone, you know, involved? Where can we hold that healing space? You know, how can we serve? It may be from a distance. It may be close up. And I mean logistically, because even if it's at a distance, if you're connecting in with your prayers, with your sending light, well wishes, with your understanding of what's going on and holding that space, that sacred space, and then seeing where can you show up with your own family, or even more importantly, it's about extending out of the localized or family of origin. It's our neighbors, it's our community, it's our soul tribe. It's taking the time to extend out. So Sylvia said, had a girl knocking on our door. She needed some help to get her car going. I said, sure, what help? She was grateful. She went to 6 houses and no one wanted to help. Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. It's just, it's that simple. It's that simple. And to know that every part, and part of this great unfolding is also restructuring of our emotional body. We are here to experience and express various forms of experience and expression. That's what these dimensions, more physical dimensions, denser dimensions are about. So it's about really reclaiming these projections, right, and living out more fully in a life-enhancing way. And we need to have the structures that and the systems that allow that and support that. So there is this disruptive flow, while there is also this flow of coming together and creating. It's happening simultaneously. All right. So we had one question I want to get to. Let's see. Couple. Aaron, about the move, I hope you call in. Aaron River. Okay. So good day, Michelle. This is coming from Karen. And she's asking, when meditating, why are we encouraged to slow our brain, yet raise or speed up our frequency vibrationally? Logically, I know and have felt firsthand when my frequency is sped up and I'm in vibration in connection with the other side. But that is precisely when it seems in my mind is a fire with massive info. On the flip side, logically, I also know and feel when my mind is slowed, but this is precisely when I'm in a state of stillness and just enjoying being in the now with no input, it seems. Please help me wrap my brain around these two concepts and how I'm supposed to slow yet speed up at the same time. Ooh, very good point. You need to discern between the brain and the mind. The brain is the organ and is very localized. The mind is local and non-local. It's here wherever you go. And in a sense, the mind is partially a construction of mental image pictures that do have vibration resonance that can't actually be read. When you're thinking of something, that those images can actually be read. So what happens physically and physiologically to the brain when you are meditating, and the more relaxed the physical body is, there is actually more brain activity. The brain is actually more active, but the mind, I don't know if I'd say slows down, but you take, because the thoughts and the words are still there. You just go into that space in between the thoughts and the words, if you will. So it is a seeming that the mind slows down, or you do move into a time where you're thoughtless. But that's not the brain tuning out or slowing down. And it is very interesting that I know this too, not only having studied meditation for 20 plus years, but also, you know, having a book on meditation and CDs and teaching meditation around the globe and at Agape Spiritual Center. So I've really studied and practiced a lot having to do with meditation practice and the meditative state. So that meditative state, you actually are in a more heightened aware state of awareness, yet the body is more relaxed. So it's interesting. We think sometimes, especially when we're in a fear mode, experiencing fear, we think that the body needs to be on edge, you know, or tightened up, coiled up to react. You're actually not as aware. And you can look at martial arts for an example of this, that in all forms of martial arts, they teach the body to be very relaxed and calm, and the mind to be relaxed, but yet laser-like. In fact, when I had my brain injury, unfortunately, I couldn't meditate for a long period of time. It actually hurt because the brain is that active. I had to just do, it was interesting, just kind of mindless, letting my mind kind of drift. But the formalized meditation really wasn't able to do, because you do use your brain a lot in meditation. Both sides, actually, or both quadrants. You need both quadrants, the left and the right. So I hope that helps you. So you're actually not speeding, and I wouldn't worry about speeding up or slowing down. There is something that happens when you slow the breath down, when you focus your mind on the breath, and don't even try to still the mind or not think of thoughts. That naturally starts happening as you focus more on the breath, as you bring your attention and focus on the breath. The mind follows and focuses. As it focuses on the breath, you begin to relax. There's a physiological response that begins to happen. I mean, it's Dr. Benson from Harvard that termed it even the relaxation response. So the nervous system, autonomic nervous system, sympathetic nervous system, everything gets in alignment consciously and subconsciously. It works more subconsciously, and then the ego aspect of us begins to respond to it consciously, where we start adjusting the body for more relaxation, or we're consciously knowing we're slowing the breath down. And you can do that with mantra meditation. Another way of going deeper inside is to focus on the space in between the in-breath and the out-breath, on the space in between the words, or if you have thoughts in the mind, the space in between the thoughts. These are dhyana or vipassana meditations. Meditation is that meeting intelligence, but when you meditate, you move into union. You move into oneness. So if you're trying to stop the thoughts, that's actually, you're separate. You're separating out. You're seeing yourself separate as a thought. And that is a form of contemplation meditation, but when you get into the meditative state, you actually are in a state of oneness, and that's why the body feels very relaxed. You feel very expanded, and yes, there is heightened brain activity that occurs. So, great question. Let's see. Let's get to some people on it. Let's get to some callers, and we'll jump around. I have a couple more email questions if we get to them. Otherwise, next week. And then, of course, we have Paulo Di Oro, Maui Shaman, will be coming on air as well pretty soon here. All right. Hello, 313-213. Welcome to Awakening.
Yes, hello.
Hello. What's your name? And if you could speak a little louder, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I was calling because I had a dream. And I don't know if this means anything, but I had a dream about an individual that I haven't kind of seen or talked to in about a month. And the dream was so real, you know, like I was actually experiencing it, that he, you know, walked through my door and we talked or whatever. So my thing is, am I going to reconnect with him, or that's just something that I'm wishing happened?
Okay. Oh, I'm so glad you asked. And what's your first name again?
Sharita.
Sharita. I'm so glad you, this is a topic I have been wanting to cover. We've had so many what we call veils esoterically that have been lifted or dissolved. And these veils, as you probably know them, are a little like dimensional boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is up right now for so many is your dream state is going to be not only more active, because your dreams are the way that your higher self, soul self, connects and talks to you. Some people could say
mm-hmm.
subconscious, but it tells you your next path. Also, what has been happening, though, is a lot of your dreams are connecting with people that there's unfinished, quote-unquote, as we would say, business, or there's things left hanging or incomplete in their
mm-hmm.
mind, in their experience, your mind, your experience. So
mm-hmm.
I have seen people have these type of dreams and then connect with a person, or they call or hear something, or I've also seen these types of dreams taking place as a way of people. What's happening is you're connecting etherically and sub-astrally, on the astral plane.
Mm.
And what I would do is I would go back in, we call it dream reentry, and or through meditation, get back in that space and continue the dialogue. I feel specifically with you that you two were actually meeting and talking. And I do feel you will. It's a man, right? Did you say a man?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because I feel there's too much right now. It's getting better. There's too much emotional charge. So in part of what's happening is that we are cleaning house on the emotional body.
Mm-hmm.
And that corresponds to the astral plane. So a lot of painful situations, painful memories, or why did this happen or not happen, or just where there's a lot of emotional charge, we have the agreement to go back in
mm-hmm.
Through the higher self and reconnect. And some of it's dialoguing. Some of you may feel it more kinesthetically. You may just feel a healing presence, a healing exchange take place, which I do feel that's what was happening with you, is what I'm understanding. But it does seem to be that you may actually hear from this individual. I feel somehow they have unfinished business even in their own personal life right now. There's a lot of upheaval.
Yeah.
So they are also reaching out etherically. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sort of. Because the dream was like, because we did kind of end, or it was kind of like on a bad note. And, you know, after that, I haven't really heard. I did text them, you know, happy birthday after that. And then after that, I haven't, reached out to them or anything. But it's just ironic because, you know, I go to sleep. But it was just ironic that actually that wasn't the first time. But this time it was just like, it was just so real that he was walking through my door and we sitting down talking. And the funny part about it, I was just telling my mom I had a dream that I can actually see things happening and remember it.
Yes.
Like
and
having
remember,
dreams
yes.
of my grandmother that passed a couple of years ago, and I can see her.
Yes. Well, see, they're really, again, this is going back into there is no separation. You know,
right.
in time. We parse it out on this dimension. So there will be even more predictive dreams. That's another, you know, aspect. I'm sorry, I'm typing something in the chat. Thanks.
Hello?
All right. Sorry about that.
Hello?
I got bumped off. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I was talking about my soul path groups. We've been doing these tele-soul path groups once a month, and anybody is invited to attend. And people can literally feel each other etherically. They can feel the other beings, even though they're thousands, 3,000, 6,000 miles away, from each other. So that's part of what's happening is we are getting acclimated to living more in that reality, which is living more of the mystic. That's a common occurrence. And that's part of that awakening. That's part of the converging flow where these gifts start opening or happening. All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for the question.
Okay.
That was great. Blessings. Hello, 615-485. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. And to whom am I speaking
with?
Lillian. Hi, Lillian. Great. Did you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. I am really trying to grow spiritually, and I'm trying to do that through meditation. That's one of the things I'm doing. But I'm having a problem. I'm getting too relaxed, and I end up falling asleep.
And you're getting, say that ahead of time. But before you said falling asleep, what was it? What did you
say? I'm getting too relaxed during meditation, and a lot of times I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really sure...
Well, here's the thing. I had a lot of students say this. Sometimes you are tired.
Yeah.
And you're falling, and that's why. So sometimes the healing takes place first. You may need to actually do that for a while. See, in meditation, the traditional form of teaching meditation, we teach to the person that's in front of us. Some people are more mental, some people are more physical, some are more kinesthetic, some need to do chanting, some people have an active mind, so the mantra meditation is better. Some people, they need to do movement meditation. And you remind me somewhat, I had a wonderful student years ago at Agape Spiritual Center when I was teaching meditation class from my book, Meditation for Everyday Living in CD. We worked off of that. And she kept falling asleep, and she was so upset about it. And then I finally, and I asked her, what's your schedule? She said, I shouldn't be asleep. I shouldn't be tired. Just let me tell you, when she told me her schedule, she was driving a lot. She had, like, she worked, what is it called, split shift or swing shift. Right. She just moved. She had all these things going on. So I would do that for a while. I would let yourself, give yourself permission to whatever form of meditation you're doing and give yourself some time to fall asleep. I would also bring in, there's another form that you can do, is what we call contemplation meditation. When you look at what you're going through, it could even be the idea of falling asleep or the judgment around it, and you actually allow that to come into your consciousness, that you're judging it, and then you focus back on the breath, or you focus on the feeling of judgment, or I'm uncomfortable, or I feel sleepy, and then you go back to the breath. So in meditation, we don't exclude anything, because it's all about union. It's not about one aspect or one end of the polarity. It's about both coming together. So try bringing that into your practice at some times. And also, let me ask you, when are you meditating? When do you tend to meditate?
Usually in the evening after I get home from work and get settled. Sometimes early afternoon on the weekend, you know, it's all different times.
Okay. What I like doing, and I have, and I think on my YouTube channel, Lightbeing 21, you can just listen to it for free. I don't know if you can download it, but the attunement or ascension meditation. What I like getting up in the morning, it sets your day. I do some breath work. I align to the higher chakras, and out I go. My whole premise is living in the meditative state, so that our meditation practice helps us live in this state of awareness or consciousness. The other thing you can also do is when you get home from work, you know, hopefully you're changing into some comfy clothes, so that sends a nice trigger. Just do a couple of yoga asanas. Just do a couple of physical yoga postures, maybe triangle, downward facing dog, just some couple easy things, and hold it for a little bit before you go into your sitting meditation. And sometimes that does help keep that alertness.
Okay, definitely try that.
Yeah,
right,
and then let
you.
Us know how you're doing with it.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. And I'm actually going to put that in the chat. I do have our last caller. If you go to selfinlight.com on the meditation, there's two meditations with breath work for free that you can download. Those I know for sure. And sometimes there's some on the Facebook page, but I don't know. I posted a while back. But, sometimes it's just changing it up or doing a little movement. And then sometimes it's honoring ourselves that we're tired. All right. Hello, 615-485. You're on Awakenings. Hello, 615-485. You're on Awakenings. Okay, maybe you'll come back. Hello, 424-281. You're on Awakenings.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And to whom am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Jordana.
Hi, Jordana. What's your question? Comment?
Hi. Yeah, no, actually, I have a question, and it's kind of about dreams and something that's going on in my personal life, so I was hoping you could give me some insight.
Okay.
On it. There's a man in my life, who I care about. It's just really mixed signals, and I keep having dreams about it. So I don't know what that means and if this is actually something that's supposed to be or if it's like I want to dream it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I love these questions about I want it. You know, your dream state, here's a couple, you know, purposes for the dreams is,
okay.
One is we rehash things that we haven't been able, like if we've had a really busy day, we haven't been able to process, then we will
right.
do that in our dream state, right? Sometimes
okay.
it's also, you know, we're trying to figure something out, you know, a problem, an issue, it becomes in the dream state. Some dreams are predictive. Some show what's happening or going to happen. Some show what's happening either in another dimension with us or another part of our being. Can
okay.
be also communication with our spirit guides, our guardian angels, whatever. You know, it can be our loved ones coming to through us, especially if you're waking up around 3 a.m. You know,
yeah,
or
like
even
3 or 4 a.m.
Yep, that is usually connecting with people from the other side, or those dreams tend to be more, I don't want to say spiritually based in nature. They're not the rehashing type. So it's not so much that you want to, that we dream something we want to have happen, unless it's a fantasy. That's a different thing. And I guess you can have a fantasy
okay.
in a dream. That's a whole different thing that we're fantasizing about someone, you know, or some job or some situation. And you can even do that proactively to start planting seeds. So your question is you're not sure, you're getting mixed signals. Now, one thing, and this is very powerful, you guys, and this kind of ties into the first caller we had. Sometimes what's happening right now, certain people are finishing up stuff before they can come, quote unquote, be with us, if you want to call it that, or that situation.
Yeah.
Right? So what's happening is you're playing it out in the astral plane. You're playing it, which is the emotional plane. You're playing that emotional. Because what is a relationship? I mean, it's a lot of things, but it's an emotional, the soap opera, you know?
Right, yeah.
Right? So a lot of times you're playing it out there. Two things, because it's either going to happen, because what hangs astrally and etherically hangs in the air before it manifests, or you're testing it out to see if it's the most life-enhancing experience for you or an expression. Okay?
Okay.
So sometimes people are keeping in touch astrally. That's what's happening. What do you feel with this individual?
I feel a connection that I haven't had with anyone else. Like I feel a deeper connection. It's not, you know, about the outside.
Right.
It goes really, really deep. And he does say, you know, I'm interested in you, this, this, and this, and this, but he just doesn't act like it all the time, if that
yeah.
makes sense.
Well, that tells me that there's a soul connection, and not all soulmates, and I'm not saying specifically to you, but just in general, not all
right.
soulmates are going to be life mates or life partners, because sometimes they just, there's things they just can't quite actualize or get together, but you're getting that soul bond or soul connection astrally. I've also worked with people when I've worked in multidimensional time frames with people where they're having a relationship in another aspect of themselves, but on this in this neighborhood, this dimension, so to speak, the people can be with other people. And sometimes it frees up and they come together. Other times it just stays as a other dimensional, you know, experience. Or even I've worked with people where it's been other cells in other countries. So
okay.
there's not one quick answer to it because it can be a bit of all of that. I feel with him, he's not totally emotionally there yet, so you are having this strong emotional connection astrally where it's playing out there. I feel it's more of in the Kabbalah, in the Tree of Life, it's the ninth sphere, it's the ninth sephira, it's the testing, it's the astral emotional
okay.
testing.
So what I want you to say is I want you to embrace him and embrace what's happening, but I also want you to bring into your awareness this or something better, this or something better. So your higher selves are testing it out right now to see, is it going to ripen? Is the fruit going to ripen
right.
enough to fall into physical form is what's happening.
Okay. Okay.
Beautiful.
That sounds great.
Thanks, Jordana.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see if we get Maui Shaman, I do believe, is here. Aloha. Wonderful. Okay, so we are going to continue with readings. We have with us today wonderful artist, storyteller, interpreter, and energetic healer. We have with us Maui Shaman, also known as Paulo D'Oro. Welcome, Paulo. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Happy, happy aloha, everyone.
I know. It's what is it? All Saints Day.
All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve. All Hallows Eve, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, how weird. all this activity, huh? Wow.
Yeah, and what's interesting, too, is a lot of people asking, yeah, obviously the activity that's going on around us with the elements that we are, but so much right now about the unseen becoming more and more seen, and the dream state, the dream measuring over to what seems to be the dream, but it's just another aspect of us, experience of us. So, perfect.
As we say,
perfect.
It's all a dream, isn't it?
Yeah. 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 Boy, that's true.
In some sort, someone's always dreaming.
Right.
I always look at that. We may be up right now, but someone's dreaming somewhere. So the dream continues, and I believe when you actually die, the brain stays awake, and you go into a dream state due to the pheromones or due to the chemical reaction of your body. So you go from this dream to another dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
Well, if you think about it, yeah. Well, if you think about it, our conscious, it's only on this dimension, these step down denser dimensions, that we do get a break, which is called sleep. Otherwise, we are always awake. Like consciousness never
never ceases, right?
No.
A constant flow. Can you imagine being in that? But it's not like working at it. You're in it. You're on the bus.
You're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a part of it. So it's like, okay, I don't have to, you know. One of the things I find difficult, and I have found difficult, is the breath. Breath is always something you've got to, when you hear people tense up, they always tell you breathe, you know, when they're with the some of the Olympian athletes and they're in a tense situation, they say, breathe, breathe, you know. And breath is something we have to remember. And I find that interesting.
You think so? I think what we breathe
into.
Go ahead.
No, it's our,
hello.
You know, it's our connection to our sense of self, saying you know, that connection of life, and we are breathing, but it's that the mental message of breathing is interesting to have to connect with that. I find that very. An interesting
Well,
concept.
It's the key. I mean, it's interesting that breath of life, inspirar, it's inspiration. It is the what animates this apparatus, this part of us. You know, it's the animating life force energy. Yeah. So, should we get some more callers and chit-chat? I think they've been bringing some amazing questions and food for thought and comment. I've really been enjoying this. It's a good idea. This was a great idea, Paulo.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got 646-510 on Awakenings. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Kayla.
Say it again.
My name's Kayla.
Kayla. Hi, Kayla. Welcome to the program.
Aloha, Kayla.
Aloha.
Yes.
My question for you is, I am dating someone. I know he's a special guy, and I know because of my energy with him, I have opened up a lot, and, you know, we've shared a lot. And I feel a little scared. I'm a little scared. I wanted to know if...
Oh, that's good. That's really good. I'm an actor, and when you go on stage and there is no fear in there, there's something off. Fear is a part of the connecting, again. But the idea of where you are with the fear, is the fear controlling you? Obviously not. It's giving you a sense of, okay, I've got to have my eyes open because mm-hmm. I'm an old soul. I can feel from your energy you're opening up into yourself as you were before. And so there's a lot of sense of from this guy, from this special person, is reminding you of who you really are. And that is somewhat fearful sometimes, to remember who we really are when we're not forgotten, but we've kind of gone to a place where we don't honor it. You know, we don't have it in our consciousness so much. And he's bringing that about for you, and I think that's terrific. I think that's absolutely terrific. Because if that wasn't part of it and it was all smooth and easy, believe me, well, you know, there's got to be some kind of element of the mystery. And whether you're calling that fear and whatever you're calling it, it's part of the unknown. Mm-hmm. And unknown is really great. You know, I find out from my own path, from my own journey, that when I'm with people and I get them psychically, I get them every which way, I go, well, oh, please, I'm not going to play with you. You have nothing for me. You have nothing for me to grow, to learn. Mm-hmm. And I believe this relationship does for you.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. I think anytime you're going into that unknown, there is going to be some fear. It's a physical and physiological response. You just don't want to stay in that stuck state.
Exactly. Exactly. That's, and with me sharing this with you, I wanted to know just his vibrations towards me, or like if he is a life partner.
Okay. Well, I think you ought to break that one, and that's going to take just allowing yourself to grow into, as I said, who you are. And but I believe that this is a really good opportunity and window to begin that, to begin to remember who you really are. And the life partner, that's a work in progress. And I believe you have the beginnings of that. The beginnings mm-hmm. of
What's
that.
His first name, Kayla? What's his first name?
His name is Sean, and his last initial is C.
Just name is Sean. The one thing I feel, do you feel you have to extend more to him? You have to reach more?
As of recently, like the past week, yes and no.
Yeah.
Because I kind of pulled back, and then it became a little confusing.
I know, but that's what I think you need to just be in, how do I want to say this? Because when I looked at it, it's showing it's teaching you to reach more, initiate more. You know, there's an interesting thing. Sometimes I feel like when we meet someone, moving into that space of, I really like this person, or I want to ask them here, I want to do this, and just reaching. Not codependent and not overwhelming the person, but when you feel something, allowing yourself to reach out instead of saying, oh, is he going to be the one, or how is this going to be received, and pulling in. So I feel what you're learning in this relationship is to go back more to that natural joy and reach that you have. But I feel like you might have felt like, oh, I overreached, and now the little girl is pulling back going, maybe it's too much, you know, and maybe
yes.
He's not feeling that. And I feel in general he can be a little more moody or reclusive or feeling things out more. I feel like you're a bit more spontaneous. You might be projecting onto him the spontaneity, but you're the one I feel that's just more out there bubbly with life. Because if someone doesn't get it. It's their thing. It's not that we put our love or our attention in the wrong place. It's either that it lasts for how long it lasts, or the person went as far as they could. Their little engine went as far as it could, and it pooped out. So I feel you're not to what's the word, Paulo? Squish back. What is that when we recoil, squeamish back? You're not to do that. I'm seeing it psychically. I'm seeing,
Don't
squirm.
Don't what?
When you acquiesce.
No,
you
like pulling back.
Back.
Like when you see something scary, you go back. You recoil.
Like the scary
movies, you go back. And it's just saying, hold your space, be who you are. And the thing is, if he keeps not showing up, someone else will, you know, or you'll do things on your own and then meet someone else that's meeting you in your stride. Don't pull your stride back is what I'm hearing.
Right. I'm not pulling it back.
Truly be who you really are. And it's this is the opportunity to relationships are the arena of the opportunity to learn really about who we are. They're the mirror. And I believe that it's fearful for you to remember that how loving and a being you really are.
But you did pull back recently. It's a sort of showing.
I just pulled back on his birthday because...
What?
Well, here's the thing, and this is what I wanted clarity on. Like, a friend of his asked for his help. The bottom line is that he needed, you know, he asked if he could rent out a room for his girlfriend. You know, he'll be there with his girlfriend or whatever. But I was like, you know, I'm not comfortable with that. I mean, that's how I feel. And I looked at it economically. I said, it makes sense. It'll help you financially. And he's like, it's only for a temporary amount of time. And I'm like, okay. But
yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, that answers my next question, because I was going to ask you, there seems to be limitations with him with career and work.
Yes,
and so
yes.
You're wanting to kind of play and party. He's not there right now.
Yeah, well, I understand that. Like, I'm so with you on that. So I'm like, okay,
you know,
this is where you are, and I respect that.
Conscious, yeah, intellectually you do, but the emotional body is, I don't know how to say it. I think it's great. You want to get on with the flow. You want to cha-cha-cha, and he's two left feet right now just because where he's at in his life. So that's not going to change anytime. I don't feel, you know, good part of into next year. He's got some
a lot
real
of stuff.
Rebuilding. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. I hope that
the connection with you two is also for him to gain that part of himself, to start to really get grounded through you. And that's why he's kind of, his energy has searched out your energy for that reason. This is a time for you to grow, but it's also a time for him to grow.
Right,
so it looks like
that.
About, mm-hmm. you know, how you interpret that growth. And if he's bringing in someone for a certain amount of time, you see if he's true to his word through that. He's giving you an opportunity to see how he walks his walk. And this is really good information. And so watch that. So I'm saying you're going in there, but you're going in there with eyes open.
Yeah.
Because in order for your...
People do what they're good. Exactly. A teacher told me years ago, don't put the rules up. You know true resonance by what people actually do, not what we say they can do or can't do.
Right.
You know?
And I understand that. My thing is, like, intuitively, I didn't feel good about this. I didn't feel like he will do anything. I just didn't feel good about the whole situation. And I know how I am. Like, I'm open, but I have certain guidelines.
Exactly.
I am not comfortable with, you know, another woman there, even though she might have a boyfriend. I don't care. That's not,
right.
To me, that's
well,
not.
Okay,
so that's
that.
Not for
you.
You
need to voice that.
I did.
Yeah, oh, good.
She did.
Well, that's great. And I think that you need to also see how that plays out, and your intuitive is really important. So somewhere he's sabotaging himself. Maybe this relationship is so fearful that he's now going to pull something that's an old a way of sabotaging himself, and you feel that, you know, kind of a rejection, kind of a being out of it.
I don't know. I think sometimes people are where they're at, you know, and they do things because they need a roof over their head or something looks easy. And you just kind of have to, I agree with you, Paul, things have to just be played out so you see where somebody is really at. That's
right.
That spiritual discernment, not where we want them to be, hope they are, they say they are, or will be, but where are they at right now? And that is following that resonance. That is allowing, is there enough coherence? Keep us posted on it, though, Kayla. You're going to have to let it unfold, is I think what Paulo is saying.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah,
and
I agree
see
too.
What he. Yeah, and you agree. And you're,
I agree. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What I'm sharing, what I was sharing is that I do agree with you, and that's how I'm resonating. And I'm like, you know, a lot of play out. But my thing is, like, I feel adamant, and it's not like I am being stubborn, but I said I will not go in that apartment until she's gone. Like, I said this to myself when he told me in the apartment. I was like, okay, I'm not going back here until she's gone.
Okay.
But she's just a roommate, right?
But that's the thing. It's still female energy in there. It was always my energy there.
Well,
so I'm like, no.
I don't agree. I don't agree. I think it's
no.
Too many rules. And I think that people, I've lived with guys before that, with or without a boy. I think there's something you're not getting from him, and you're fearful of something that's going to happen. Believe me, I've had intuition about things that I just let play out. Because intuition doesn't necessarily mean we need to take an action on something.
That's
or
true.
Have a reaction. It's just an awareness. And I really get, because even when before you said something, I was getting a lot of Saturn in the 10th house energy, which is the career. Yeah. I feel he's looking, you know, you have to do what's right for you, what resonates for you, but I feel you guys have a strong soul connection.
Mm-hmm.
But he is, you know, he's I can't think of, the only word I can think of is kind of a baldy word. I can't think of
no, it's okay.
He's literally, you know, has no money. I feel either no job or very little job or money. I feel like he's looking around for what's the easiest, what's the cheapest.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, you're at a different place. So, you know, it's like you're going to have to alter how you interact or play with where he's at and what you can expect from him, I guess, is the best way. All right,
right.
Kayla, keep posted.
Okay.
Posted, thanks. Hi, 416-630, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hey, Michelle, it's your friend David.
Hey, David Cohen, welcome to the program, and Paulo's
Thanks.
On air as well.
Yay, Paulo,
hello.
I love your laugh.
Hello, David.
I love your laugh, man, it's great. So, Michelle, I'm at a crossroads with my consulting training end of my work. The radio shows are going, but I'm just at a bit of a crossroads and fell into a little bit of a dip this month. You know, emotionally and professionally. So I just want to know, there's two directions I want to go in. I want to go with working with companies who are downsizing to help their employees look at entrepreneurship. And then I want to tap into talking to credit unions to add extra value training and consulting programs for their small business clients. Just wanted to get your perspective.
Okay. Well, the first thing I heard is you are in I call this the deepening phase, and especially as we have Saturn in Scorpio now, it is about connecting deeper to our true principles, what we truly resonate with, even beyond our social programming or what's right or wrong or what's going to make more money or not more money, but what are our true values? So I feel like you've got minimally, David, 6-8 months, maybe 9 months, where you're going to kind of be going through this in your mind and feeling things out. So there may not be one clear direction. You might do a little bit here, a little bit there, and bringing it back to you to say, is this really resonating with my core? What are my core values, my truths? What, you know, my values, my soul value principles and beliefs. Where do I really want to help or be of service? Where do I really feel that joy, whether the dollar amount is there or not? These are two different directions, because they all seem to be just, training, right?
But different, just sort of different markets and different
markets,
programs.
Can I interject here? Heard in your explanation that you also felt some emotional arenas, and I think that's a clue here. I think that's a clue here. I think there should be some exploration into that, whether what emotions are coming up for you and how you can really train that or use that and blend that in, marry that with your goals.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
a little bit of
real
feeling a little flat
here.
This month.
Well, being a little flat, you're still not flat.
Yeah, you're going through. See, the other thing I feel with you, David, is not just visually going there. It's showing product. So manuals, books, DVDs. I'm seeing more making products available as well. Is something that I feel that you're going to be. Focusing on more. And I agree with Paula, there is something within yourself, the emotional aspect, and how to either connect more emotionally with these people. Maybe you're not calling it emotions, or maybe you're calling it emotional intelligence. I don't know. But there's something that you're also to be tapping into with these trainings, that it is connecting in with that as well. I don't know if that's making sense.
And do you see an increase in the financial aspect of things? Because it's looking a little dicey right now.
Yeah, well, I know. That's why I said at the beginning, it's going to be a little choppy, because you're having to, this is for everyone. This is the good news and also the bad news about awakening is that we've been programmed for certain things. And on a soul level, and that happens to be coming out more and more. So some of the old ways or the old go-to things are not there as much, because the soul is fusing more with the personality now. So the soul is kind of taking trump over our ego programming, which means that it's saying, no, we did that already. That's not enough meaning. We want to do something else. But the ego personality is going, what else? I'm doing that on the side, or I'm doing that for myself. What else? You don't know the what else. You have to look within or feel it out. So it is a little bit of mucking around a little bit until it starts being revealed to you what it is. And then that's that piece that you bring into your work. I feel a strong part of it is going to be that, and that will bring the financial backing to, is going to be with something with products. And it may be even having your own.
I think you're right on. I think you ought to allow your service and give those products to these companies as a prototype of what you can do. Give them, you need either another person to give you a branding, in a sense, to expand you. And give you a sense of your, again, as Michelle said, the product. What are you giving here? And give it away. Give it away to these companies as so they know you, that you're on their grid.
Yeah, you can sell them. Go ahead. You can sell them later, too.
I came out with my new book, as you know, right? So
great.
That could be part of the here, I'll give you the book, and
Yeah, that's a part of it, but I feel it's almost breaking that up and giving bite sizes.
Yeah.
Program one, right, Paula, program two, or this focuses
on communication.
Yeah, you just
give a couple of gems out there of what, so that you just connect with them, the idea of connecting with them, that this is what you have, here you have a book, but that when a person comes on, as Michelle knows, with I have a book, they tend to fall back on that book. But there are a couple of gems in there that you can share with people that are universal, mm-hmm. that are bigger, about where I can take your company. What am I adding to this? What am I bringing to expand this? Bring those elements in your in to them, you see. Show them this is what you have. This is what I can offer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah,
and
you
got to
get clear on that.
Differently. Yeah, you do. It's not going to be – that's the thing with awakening. It's not kind of quick. It's and you
it
may
evolves.
Be having to – it evolves. It's a transformation, not a change. The form keeps tweaking, you know, adjusting, honing. It's transforming. And you may have to finish things up, you know, like, oh, I got to finish up this concept or this idea or this dance with these people, and then I'm moving over here. You know, there may be you know, that I'll share briefly because we've got so many callers, but this shows this. I had this Conscious Inspired Living, the magazine, and got from the guides, oh, do this. And it was a lot of work. I think we did it for a year, and I loved it. And so many people got launched. Other people started blogs. Some people are paid now for writing. People got their artwork highlighted. I mean, it launched quite a few people. And then it came to a point where I got, okay, are you going to keep with this and move fully into this publishing and highlighting these people, or are you going to take this energy and put it into something else and really focus now? So that was my, I don't want to say dharma, my service. I love doing it. No one would have told me then the next step would have been like the solar newsletter and these Telesoul Path group. You see what I'm saying? I had no clue where I was going. I just said, okay, I'm going to show up and do this. And then it was like, okay, now that's done, Michelle. Now this is the next thing. So I say this for you, David, and for everyone listening. That's right, Paul? That's where we're going. It's that kind of living where we won't always have that forethought or understanding. We're just responding to what's coming from the higher self.
Yes, I believe that's right on, but I also want you to include yourself in the you're sharing, that there's some an emotional journeying here.
For him.
And you need to go there with that and go through that deeper level to get clearer, to get a more expanded idea of what you really are giving. In other words,
yeah, I'm going
to
be working
try
on
to break
that for
the
sure.
form of what you think you are and what you have, try to break that box and get into there and say, no, this is something, and go to the universal part, get bigger.
Yeah.
It's not about lying down and waiting for a certain amount of time for me to get to this level, to get to that level. That's going to take place. It's a given. You get up each morning, you do what you do. Everybody does that. Everybody has that. There was an incredible...
But it's a deeper meaning, deeper relationship.
Deeper,
you're in the deepening phase.
Expanded.
You're in the deepening, David. And there's no way around it because the soul, you know, you heard the soul call. It'll be time or money gets cut because it's energy. Some form of energy disappears from one place and goes to another. It'll come back in a different form. I can't tell you the exact picture or amount or percentage, but what I can tell you is what is yours is never lost. And I know I don't want to say that cavalier, but I do find in the awakening there is some pinchy times because the structures that we have built up start crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
for
totally
you, I'm
going into a new
exactly.
phase for sure.
And
I'm a Scorpio, so it's all about deep.
Well, it's all
we
about
don't,
the
we
crumble
don't do not
because
deep.
Of the crumbling brings growth. The crumbling brings growth. If it wasn't for the crumbling, it wasn't for these phenomenal cultures that have crumbled and disappeared on us, that we've had growth from that, that we've had new things from that. One steps out of the equation so the equation can grow, can keep moving. The Earth and we are part of the circle are a organic element. We're an element of growth. Okay?
Beautiful.
Thank you,
beautiful.
Paolo, and thank you, Michelle. Nice to speak to you, my dear.
You too. Great to hear from
you.
You
have a great voice also. I would get out there and he has a great voice. Thank you.
Why I think even the product, the speaking, and also the products, the DVDs, videos, whatever. Yeah.
And the radio shows. Yeah, it's all
the
coming.
Radio. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. But you're right. You're welcome.
All right.
Blessings.
Namaste to both of you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
The deepening brings in the emotions, the emotional body. It's good.
Oh, boy.
I don't believe in the pain body. I think, oh, that's crap. There's, it's just emotional energy. There's no, this, you know,
yeah,
it's not
the
lesser.
Pain is
the
so,
emotional body.
The pain is
right.
So, you know, so yesterday, so 80s. I don't know.
Exactly.
It's even Van Gogh. I always go back to Van Gogh. Oh, please, you got to cut off your ear to be an artist? Give me a break. You just...
We're here to express and experience energy and motion. Emotions.
Yes.
All emotions.
Yes.
All emotions.
Hallelujah to that.
Hallelujah. Okay, where are we now? Let's see. I just disappeared someone. Okay. I think we're at, did I bring you back? 213-689.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Beautiful. Finally, Paulo, it's Sharon.
Aloha.
Spoke last
aloha.
Week. How are you? Aloha,
aloha.
Aloha. Sharon from San Francisco that's moved to Los Angeles. Just wanted to get, still on the topic that we've spoken before, just trying to get a little bit more clarification in terms of my relationship and the changes that I've transitioned to, new job, new career, kind of get an understanding of this new individual that showed up. What is it? Is it is there permanence to that? Is it just transitory? Just a little bit more clarity where my life is going with all these changes that is happening right now from a love perspective, my career, and
just one question to go along. We've got a lot of people, so we got to follow. We're in the quickening phase here at Awakenings. We've got to go a little quicker. And I just want to say for questions, please call in 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad so that I know you want to get your call answered. Okay, sorry about that. Go ahead.
Clarity is inside of you.
Okay.
It's not out there upon some other person. It's not out there. Don't project it.
Mm-hmm.
The clarity is inside of you,
mm-hmm.
and remember that. And
mm-hmm.
remember that this whole transformation, this whole is a beginning and an ending. So it's allowing you to get into again the deepening, again deeper, and expanding of what you think you are and who you are. Let go of that. Let go of that. And experience, just begin to experience. I feel all of possibility, all of it's a possibility of a new beginning there.
I know, I just need some direction as far as
what's
my marriage.
What's his first name? What's the name?
My name is Sharon Almansour.
No, I got that, his name.
Ellis Arzu. And
okay,
Blythe.
Oh, that's okay.
I feel that's ending.
Yeah, limitation it's showing.
Yeah.
New decisions, you're going in a new pathway, restriction,
yeah.
emotionally pulling back. He's in a different home or house or something, a family or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel that where you are is where you are. And there is, it's what comes on to your plate in front of you now that you have. The attachment is all a way of trying to get you to go back to some other type of person who you are, who you were.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not, you've got to look clearer about that, who you are now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And be that, be all that. Because
okay.
there's if you allow yourself to bring in other places of your, of other parts of yourself, then you're allowing that to come into your equation where you are now.
Okay.
You see? And you've got to let go of that. You've got to let go, let it go.
Part of letting,
letting
go,
go
is, part of letting go should be staying here, or part of letting go
yeah,
is moving back
yeah,
to
yeah.
my
yeah,
current relationship with my husband, Kamal Almansour.
Yeah. Yeah, just start to let go. Let go.
But are you separated? I feel separation. What is
yes.
that? There's
physically
separation
there
or divorce?
Separation.
Yeah,
physically
that's what
is.
I'm feeling.
Yeah. Letting go doesn't have to be
well,
like quantum either. Just each time
this is
it comes
not, this
up,
this is a longer
go.
One and we've got to go. I almost feel like you may need to spend some time on your own.
Yeah.
Right. What do you to know yourself or know what you want? You know, just without making major decisions, because I feel like you're jumping in one or jumping out of one and into another, and they both seem a bit restrictive, but you know, for different reasons. Are you somewhere now where you're on your own and you're working,
uh-huh.
living by yourself?
Yes.
Working?
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay.
That's exactly. It. I've had to move because of my job, so my family is still it's far away. They're up north. I'm in Los Angeles.
So, I don't know, Paula, what do you feel about that? I feel let it unfold a little bit more and focus on you, maybe some healing work, some workshops, or go to a spiritual center. Do some things that are really
yes.
yoga, walking, or in the hiking.
Yes.
Do some things that are nurturing for you and see what bubbles up without trying to, because you've got to, see, our higher self is very smart. A lot of times we have big changes coming up and it places us somewhere where we can't do damage. That's what all I can say.
Mm-hmm,
I feel like
right?
I feel
or we
it
have to move.
Ourself. It cards us.
Yeah, or we
yes.
have to move because we have our
yes.
job takes us somewhere.
Right.
But our little ego doesn't like, you know, ambivalent situations or ambiguity and says, I got to decide yes or no. I don't feel that with you right now. I feel like you just, I just put my arms around you and hug you. I want you to do Shavasana. You lay down after yoga and just relax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
try to do
yeah.
too much right now.
Right.
Will I know when to do? Will
yes.
I know when to do something, when to get
yes.
into action?
Yes.
So right now is in action, I guess.
Yes, you will. That's why
yeah,
I feel
it comes
the bigger
about.
Reason.
It comes about.
That's the bigger
it'll be
reason
there.
You move.
It's there.
Yeah.
And when you reach out in that area, when you go inward, it expands and you meet whatever's coming. It's an unknown thing, so therefore we can't even begin to work our consciousness toward it. So let go of that. Let it have
but
a vacation. Let it have
why
a vacation.
Why do we feel stuck, though? I mean, I just don't know what to do.
Well,
I just sit around and just wait.
Is what you're, stuck is what
no.
you're... It's a term. You know, it's a term. I don't feel that you need that in your equation. You need to start saying, no, I'm not stuck. I have a so-and-so and so-and-so to do today.
Yeah, exactly. So part of feeling stuck is a lot of times it's the deepening. We don't see an outer place to go which in the direction that we think we want to go or need to go. And sometimes stuck, like Paula, you said earlier, it means stay right here, right where you are.
Yes.
And
yes.
and what's around you. Focus on what's around you and
yes.
build your life on its own steam, and then you can make a more enlightened decision, a decision from
exactly.
wellness and wholeness.
Exactly.
Okay, sweetie, we're going to the next. We're rocking
okay.
and rolling here.
Thank you, Paula, and I
thank
with you both.
Oh,
yeah, call back in. Let us know. We'll do this
you.
Again.
Okay.
Maybe next month. Okay, 765-838, you're on Awakenings.
Hello.
Shaman's on the line.
Nice to talk to you, and I love that you are always smiling and laughing. I feel that from you, and that you're a very open person. I don't know, I just feel real good talking to you and listening to you talk. I have a couple questions.
Oh,
one thing,
could I please get your name first for us?
Oh, it's
what's your name?
T. Rowe in the chat room, but my real name is Teresa.
Oh, T. Rowe. Okay, welcome.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. This is all kind of new to me, you know. I know that I have some gifts, but I guess one of my biggest questions has always been, why do I not remember my dreams?
Ooh.
Okay. This is something you can start to focus on. What you would do is begin to, before you fall asleep, is begin to focus saying, I will remember my dream. I will remember my dream. And work that in. In other words, if you are in a town and you've never been to a bank, and, you know, you're going in the town, you see the church, you see the bakery, you see hotel restaurant. Someone says, well, there was a bank there, but I never saw it, because it's not on your grid. It's not in your equation. So you need to bring that into your equation, focusing that I will remember my dream. You do remember your dream, and some part of you, you know, has that information. So say to yourself, I'm going to go and access that. I'm going to access that. Begin that part of the conversation with yourself, and it will come about.
Okay, because I've had people tell me that one of the reasons I probably don't remember it is because something bad has happened to me in my childhood. But I don't think that's true.
No. Get a ticket.
Yeah, everybody. Exactly.
Get in line, because
everybody has something.
Come on, who hasn't had it? I mean, that's kind of a general. To me, that's
I didn't have the best childhood, but I had a bad childhood.
You're a very sensitive, highly intuitive woman, and your dream state is you're feeling okay. In some way, you're feeling apart from that. Okay, I'm saying now build that bridge. Start seeing that golden bridge to your dream state. In the Mesopotamia or now in Mexico, the Huichol people ride the deer into the dreamland. As we were saying before, it's always going. So in your life, you know, I find myself dreaming while I'm awake. It's not necessarily in the context of I'm sleeping, okay? So let go of that and realize you are dreaming and you are in that dream, okay? And use that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. Gee, no wonder you have a show.
Oh, Michelle has this show. She has an incredible... Yeah. Incredible gift of sharing to many, and what a lovely, lovely opportunity for people to reach out. It's just wonderful.
Yes.
And she's my friend, and I'm really proud of her.
Yeah.
Happy to be in that realm.
Buddy.
That's very important. And I think that kind of goes along with the next question I have, and I'll try to make it real quick so that Dreammaker can go.
We got to go. We actually, sorry, T-Roll, we really only can do one each person. If we can get back to you, we will. We just have so many waiting in the queue.
Yeah.
All right, blessing.
Okay, blessing.
Hi, 407-342.
That's me.
407-342.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello.
Turn your radio down or your internet. Yes, I can hear you. 407-342.
Yes,
hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How you doing?
Doing great. What's your question? There you go. 305-443. We've got like 2 minutes remaining, so if you don't have a good connection.
Okay. You guys are great.
Hello.
My name is Eileen. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I love your place of perspective. It's great. I believe everything you're saying. I'm coming from there as well. And I know I create my own reality, and which I do all the time. And my sense of connectivity to spirit right now is telling me that the people that I've been working with, they don't really get me. Do you see another company in the cruise ship industry that is going to come in to work with me?
I think that's what you ought to put your energy toward. I think that it's already kind of, you're pulled out of this current arena of where you work. And I believe it's going to come in, but it's going to come in a way that you may not, you know, recognize at first. So realize and be open to how it will come in. But start that, as I said before to the previous caller, start that conversation, start that connection with the other cruise lines and begin to reach out there to them through other people that you know. The industry is a very small industry, and in a sense, you can reach out and find, you know, and begin to find out where they're reaching out, and that can meet up. But you need to start connecting with that energy. I feel where you are at is already, it's already ceasing. It's already ebbing.
It's already expiring.
Yeah.
Yeah, because their integrity doesn't match mine.
You're ready to move on. Okay, we're going to try to squeeze. Thank you.
we're going to try to squeeze one more. I think we have one or two more questions. I don't know if we can go over a little bit.
Oh, squeeze.
843-789. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. What's your first name?
Yes, my name is Pooja.
Pooja?
Yes.
Okay.
Pooja.
Hi, Pooja.
Okay.
Did you have a question, a comment?
Sherry? I do. I'm calling through. Yes. Well, I have a question. So, so I'm going through a lot of, I feel like a lot of family clearing, and it's kind of thrown me off of my path a little bit. And so I was just wondering, whatever, I mean, I'm not sure how you do messages. This is my first time calling in. I was just wondering if you're getting anything to kind of help me through it a little bit.
I feel right away for you, Pooja, is that this is all taken care of. This is already taken care of. And I feel like the only, again, is you're identifying with that place that isn't. You're forgetting a lot of, about your life. And just kind of ride it through this time. Again, it enters into the deepening. It enters into the time of reinventing yourself, in a sense. I feel, what's your other name besides Pooja?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sorry. It means prayer. It's my real name.
No, we know what it means. What's your other name? Yeah.
What do you mean, other name?
Is that your actual name?
That's your birth
name?
Yes, I'm
East Indian. That's my first
okay.
name.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel there's another name in there. I don't know why. And I feel that...
You have a middle name, Pooja?
Well, my middle name is my dad's name, because that's how we usually do it. And then I have a last name.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's the middle name. Whatever. Okay.
Maybe it's the middle name. But I'm feeling that this is already aligning to where you are now. Is going to come about again, and just allow yourself to sink back into who you really are. It's just a re-identifying yourself, a reinventing yourself.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Perfect.
All right. Blessings, Pooja. And thank you for gracing us with your presence. All right. 484-300, you're on Awakenings. This is the last question.
Hi there. Thanks for...
We squeezed you in. We're a little over time, so I don't know how much time we actually have, but you were so diligent in the chat.
This is Dreammaker calling, and I was calling to see... about Daniel, if you see him coming forward and wanting to work on the relationship.
Daniel is in his lair. No, I don't.
No. I think he wants the goodies, Dreammaker. He wants the goodies but doesn't want to have to do the work. Is there any way he can just have the goodies? Because he's in it, but he'll be down for the goodies.
I know him all my life. And listen, I pulled back my energy. I deleted the Facebook page. I quit texting him. So now that I pulled back everything, what's he going to do? Come to the door?
I don't know that he's great with working on relationship or working. I think he's
right.
Good.
And he got out of a really bad relationship. His ex was caught in the bed with another man just 7 months ago.
He's got a lot to go in. And really, are you going to be there for this transformation? You're going to be assisting him in this? I don't see that. I see him. This is a solo trip for him. And so, whether he wants to be in the relationship and wanted to go to another one, no, it's not going to work out. And so, I think it has to be his solo journey.
Wow. So he's done with me.
Well, I think he's done.
You asked work on the relationship. He's not done. But I think the work that you want, I don't see him doing that.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think you kind of.
But he wants the goodies.
Yeah, he wants to play. But if you want the goodies too, then that's okay. I just don't feel he's there.
I love this.
Look at
Halloween.
He's not getting goodies from anyone else.
Get the tree to do the trick.
Trick or treat.
Well, listen, I will just sit here and wait for him to come to the door for the goodies.
Okay, that's what you want to be.
Okay.
But there'll be children at the door, too. He might show up as that, so be
oh, I'm so glad you called in. This is
no, me
been a
too,
love.
And I think it's going to be all right.
Yeah,
well, it's
I think
it's
going to
be all right.
Play.
Have you ever thought about stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
You bring out such a joy, and oh my God, are you funny? You're just absolutely hysterical. I think you intimidate him also. I think you really, your energy intimidates him a little.
Well, you know, I'm a strong, independent woman, and he's
got
to be able to handle that.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I text him all the time, and I go, can you handle me? And he says, yes.
Oh, they love, but men love
well, don't
the challenge, honey.
Right
men
right
love the hunting. But in the olden days, as a strong, independent woman, the woman did the hunting in the olden days. And that's
don't
who you
have
are.
Right
okay?
Now, Remaker. We got to go.
That?
We're actually over. Did you have, just to complete, we're actually over.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm hoping it's recording. I think it's recording. I mean, we're on air still. I have no clue what's happening.
What a joke.
It's Dia del Norte. What can I tell you? Dia del Norte. It's the day of the dead.
We have a consciousness of universal vibrations of connection here. We've left the blog talk with
hey, well, at least I'm not offended. At least I'm not depressing when I call up.
I know. I'm glad
you, go,
you did.
There you go.
Glad you did. All right,
all
sweetie.
Right.
Take
well, thank you.
Care. Thanks
you're
for
welcome.
Gracing us with your light, lovely presence.
Oh, boy.
All right. Thank you.
I love it. Nothing wrong with the goodies. Nothing wrong with the goodies.
I want some goodies.
Yeah, exactly. No diet. But, you know, what's wrong with this Western culture? They're too much into the dieting. Goodies are, have a little cheat now and then.
I know. I love goodies.
Oh, gosh. Well, everyone, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being a part of this wonderful connecting and sharing and full of love, light, laughter, and insight. It's been great to connect with everyone in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, my co-hosts, the co-pilots, and you wonderful callers that called in, sharing, and obviously listeners in the archives, iTunes, and Paulo, our great guest, great idea. He said, let's just do readings the whole time.
What else can one do?
It's true, especially to, I hear you. And if anyone does want to connect with Paulo, obviously he's on Facebook. You can find him on Facebook through my friends or on Awakenings Radio, or I think it's Paulo D'Oro.
It's just Doro, Paulo D'Oro.
Paulo D'Oro on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then email is paulodoromaui@gmail.com. If you'd like a reading, or I think his art is actually on his Facebook page.
Yes. Soon to have a website.
Yay! So if you want to connect, Paulo D'Oro, Maui, gmail.com. And, of course, or All Things Awakenings, awakenings@selfandlight.com or awakeningsradio@gmail.com. It's been a blast, always. I love my Wednesdays with you, with everyone. Paula, thanks for being here and sharing the light.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you for the opportunity.
Great. Blessings.
Bye. Blessings. Bye.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.